Hello everybody, you're listening to Osho Radio. Today is a light program about music and meditation. Osho is talking about the meaning of his sannyas and his vision on the subject of renunciation. It's a wonderful discourse full of light. Just sit back and relax and enjoy.
Sampai jumpa. Sarike Sharanai Trambake Gauri Narayani Namostute
The discourse today is from the series The Dhammapada, Volume 6, Number 2. The questioner says, "You talk about not renouncing the world, Osho, but we drop everything, and we are happy, too. How is this all possible?" Osho answers that by understanding in meditation everything drops by itself, that is untrue, that is false. Everything that is meaningless and has just become a burden to you, will drop by itself. My sannyas is about rejoicing, Osho says, about bringing more light into your life.
The third question. Bhagwan, let us see you get out of this one, you tricky rascal. You tell us often that sannyas does not mean renouncing the world, but the ego. Yet when we decide to stay with you, we end up renouncing our homes, jobs, money, and possessions, our private space, sometimes our family and friends too. We don't make any formal renunciation, but it happens anyway, and we flourish and are perfectly happy. You are so devious, but it is beautiful. Sannyas can have two possibilities. One is a formal renunciation. That means repression. That means escape. That is ugly. That has been the way in the past. It is life negative. It is anti-life. It promises you all the joys in heaven. In fact, it is out of greed that you renounce the world. The formal renunciation is pseudo. It is plastic. It is not a real flower. It has no fragrance. On the contrary, it is deep down a great greed. Greed for the other life, for the eternal life, for the joys of heaven. You just look in the scriptures of the world and you will be surprised. The way they describe heaven, our paradise, is nothing but the dream of a very greedy, sensuous, materialistic mind. It has nothing to do with religion at all. In the Mohammedan idea of heaven, there are beautiful women. They always remain young. And not only beautiful women, but because in Mohammedan countries, homosexuality has been a long, long tradition, young boys are also available. Beautiful young boys. And rivers of wine. You need not go to a pub. Rivers of wine. Drink, swim, dive deep into the wine. And trees are of gold. And flowers are of diamonds and emeralds. What kind of dream is this? Whose dream is this? Greed projected. It is not renunciation. It looks renunciation. It is not so. And the same is the case with the Hindu heaven and the Christian paradise. In fact, the Christian word paradise comes from the Arabic Firdaus. Firdaus means a walled garden of pleasure. Just as emperors and great kings used to have a walled garden of pleasure. In order to gain to it, you have to renounce this world. If you look at it in the true light, then the so-called worldly people are not so worldly, not so materialistic as the so-called otherworldly. It is because of this that this country, which thinks itself very religious, is not at all religious. It is very materialistic. On the surface, religion, but deep down, the desire for the pleasures. The second kind of sannyas I am introducing into the world is not a formal renunciation. In fact, I never use the word renunciation at all. I say sannyas is rejoicing. Rejoice in life, in love, in meditation, in the beauties of the world, in the ecstasy of existence. Rejoice in each and everything. Transform the mundane into the sacred. Transform this sore into the other sore. Transform the earth into paradise. And then, indirectly, you are right that a certain renunciation starts happening. But that happens, you don't do it. It is not a doing, it is an happening. You start renouncing your foolishnesses. You start renouncing rubbish. You start renouncing meaningless relationships. You start renouncing jobs which were not fulfilling to your being. You start renouncing places where growth was not possible. But I don't call it renunciation. I call it understanding, awareness. If you are carrying stones in your hand, thinking that they are diamonds, I will not tell you to renounce those stones. I will simply see, be alert and have another look. If you see yourself that they are not diamonds, is there any need to renounce them? They will fall from your hands on their own accord. In fact, if you still want to carry them, you will have to make great effort. You will have to bring great will to carry them still. But you cannot carry them long. Once you have seen that they are useless, meaningless, you are bound to throw them away. And once your hands are empty, you can search for the real treasures. And the real treasures are not in the future, as they used to be in the old concept of sannyas. The real treasures are right now, here. There is no need for trees to be of gold. They are perfectly beautiful as they are. In fact, a tree of gold will be a dead tree. And the roses need not be of diamonds. Roses of diamonds will not be roses. They will not be alive. And only stupid people need rivers of wine. A man who lives consciously is so drunk with the joy of sheer breathing, with the joy of sheer being, with the joy of the birds singing and the sun rising in the morning. He is so drunk with existence, he needs no other drug. He is always in a psychedelic ecstasy. And that ecstasy is something his inner being releases. It is his own fragrance. Not only that he is drunk, whosoever comes to him, stays with him, becomes drunk with his being. I am a drunkard. If you allow yourself to be here and available to me, you are bound to become drunkards. I am not devious. I am simply a drunkard. And I am not trying you to renounce the world in devious ways. I am simply trying to make you aware of the real world. When the real is known, the false disappears. To know the real as real is enough. The false disappears. It becomes insubstantial. If you are here with me, it is not that you had to renounce your family. On the contrary, you are here with me because you have found your family here. If you have dropped out of your job, it is not that because of that you are here. On the contrary, you have found your creativity here. You have found your joy here. You have found your real authentic work. Hence, the false has disappeared. It is a transformation process. But my emphasis is never on renouncing anything. My emphasis is in rejoicing more and more. And your rejoicing is bound to change your life patterns. You can't remain the same when you meditate, when you become aware. How can you remain the same? How can you go on doing the same foolish things? It was possible when you were unconscious. It is impossible when you become conscious. The moment you change from mind to meditation, your whole life is going to be affected. It is natural. If it is not affected, that will be something unnatural. Your relationship is bound to change. For example, a man may be believing that he loves his wife. The moment he starts meditating, things will become clear and transparent, whether he loves or not. He may never have loved her. He may be simply using her as a sex object. Or he may be using her as a mother substitute. He may be using her because he is unable to be alone. But he may not have ever loved her. He may be dependent on her. She may have great utility, but to use another human being is immoral, is ugly. And to pretend that you love, And I am not saying that you are consciously doing it. It may be just an unconscious thing. You may not be even aware that you don't love her. You may also think that you love her. You may not be deceiving her deliberately. You may be deceiving her, and you will be deceived yourself too. But if you start meditating, things will become clear. You will have more light in your life. Just as when you bring a candle into the dark room, you start seeing clearly. The window in the darkness was looking like a door. Now it is no more a door. Or the painting, the frame of the painting in the darkness and dimness was looking like a window. It is no more a window. Now you see things clearly. You cannot behave in the old way. You will have to change. You will have to rearrange your whole life. That's what happens to every sannyasin. If your love was true, it will be deepened. If it was false, it will disappear. If your respect for your parents were just a formality, it will disappear. If your respect for your parents was a reality, it will become more and more profound. The work that you were doing, if it was your heart's fulfillment, you will go deeper into it. A painter will become a greater painter. A musician will have new visions. A poet will have new insights. If the poet was really a poet, only then. If the poet was just playing with arranging words and was writing poetry just to become famous, and the poetry was not his love affair, he was not ready to sacrifice his life for it, then poetry will disappear. But it is not renouncing anything. You are not renouncing anything. Few things are disappearing, few other things will appear. One thing is certain. After meditation, whatsoever happens, after maya sannyas, whatsoever happens, is going to give you more fulfillment, more maturity, more rootedness, more centering. It will become a life which does not only grow old, but also grows towards heights and depths. You will start living not only a horizontal life, but a vertical life too. You will live in the horizontal as far as it is needed. Otherwise, 90% of your energies will start moving in the vertical dimension, towards heights and depths. Then this earth, this world, becomes only an opportunity to grow. And the man who is using the world, the earth, this life, as an opportunity to grow, is on the right track. If you not only grow in age, but you also become grown-ups, then you have lived rightly. And it is not renunciation. It is rejoicing. It is being grateful to God. Your society, your parents, your teachers, your priests, your politicians, they have all tried to impose something upon you that you are carrying. But anything imposed on you will remain a burden. And you will be crushed under the weight of it. And the weight will go on growing every day. The function of the master is to undo what the teachers and the priests and the parents and the politicians have done to you. Here I only make things clear to you. I don't impose any discipline. I don't give you any characters. I simply give you more consciousness, more light. Then you have to find your character. Then you have to find your life style, your life pattern. I give you just a small candle. Then you can find your path into the darkness of life. And even a small candle is enough. If a little space around you becomes lighted and you can take 3-4 steps in the light, that's enough. Because by the time you have taken 4 steps, the light goes 4 steps ahead of you. With a small candle, one can pass through 10,000 miles of darkness. And I am not against life at all, as the old sannyas was. The old sannyas had a very strange idea that if you want to attain to God, you have to be anti-life, as if God is against life. If God is against life, life would not exist even for a single moment. Who goes on nursing life? Who goes on pouring energy into life? The great Indian poet Rabindranath has said, whenever a child is born, I dance, I rejoice. Why? Because a new child gives me an absolute certainty that God has not yet become hopeless. That he still hopes. Each new child brings this certainty to the world that God is still interested in humanity. That he has not abandoned the project. That he still hopes that Buddhas will be born. That he still goes on creating new children. That he is not tired, that his hope is infinite and his patience is infinite. God loves the world. It is his creation. To deny it is to deny him. If you deny the painting, you have denied the painter. If you condemn the poetry, you have condemned the poet. If you reject the dance, you have rejected the dancer. And this has been the stupid logic for centuries. Accept God, praise God, and deny life. And these same people went on saying again and again, that God created the world. Then why he created the world? So that you can renounce it? So that you can reject it? So that you can condemn it and become great saints? God created the world as an opportunity to grow. Growth needs many, many opportunities. Challenges. Challenge brings integrity. Otherwise, a person remains hollow, empty. if all facilities are provided for you and there is no danger for your life, you will remain hollow and empty. God gives life with all its dangers. Maya sannyas is to accept this challenge. To live dangerously is what Maya sannyas is all about. The more dangerously you live, the more risks you take, the more you grow. The more you become integrated, crystallized, the more your soul becomes a clear-cut, defined phenomenon. Otherwise, it remains vague, cloudy, doubtful. I am all for life. If you ask me, to me, God and His creation are not two separate things. The Creator has become His own creation. The creation and the Creator are one. I am in immense love with life. And this is my message to you. Love life totally. Get involved with life. Don't hold back, because whatsoever you will hold back will remain empty. Become committed to life. A multidimensional commitment is needed. The scientists say that even the greatest amongst human beings use only 15% of their potential. Even the greatest, what about the normal people? They use only 5 to 7% of their potential. Just think, if every person was using his 100% potential, if each person was a torch burning from both the ends together, with intensity, with passion, with love, then life will be a sheer celebration. And you will see so many Christs and so many Buddhas walking on the earth. But because of this old idea of renunciation, we have missed much. I want to bring a totally new concept of sannyas to the world. A sannyas that loves, a sannyas that knows how to become committed, a sannyas that goes to the deepest core of life, but nobody else can decide it for you. Not even I can decide for you. I can only make things clear to you. I can give you the map. But you have to go. You have to journey. You have to move. And remember one thing. My map will be really my map. And it can't exactly be your map. It may give you few hints, few indications. But it can't exactly be your map, because you are a totally different person. You are so unique that nobody's map can be your map. Yes, understanding my map, you will become aware of many things about yourself. But you are not to follow it blindly. Otherwise, you will become a pseudo-human being. Listen to me, to my words, to my silence, to my being. Try to understand what is happening here, what is transpiring here, and then decide on your own Don't throw the responsibility on anybody else's shoulders. This is the way to grow. This is the way to arrive. Thank you.
This was Osho Radio for today. You heard guitar music at the beginning of the program by Antar. Then there was Prem Joshua from his CD Ahir with Sharon A. And you heard Maniko just before the discourse with her song And Now. After the discourse, there was music from the world of Osho from the CD Commentaries of the Bamboos. And we finish, totally in tune with the discourse, with a song by Milarepa called Celebrate This Ecstasy. Goodbye, everybody. Stay tuned to Osho Radio, share it with your friends, and come back next time. On the website oshoradio.net, you will find many more programs that you can listen to anytime you want. Goodbye, everybody. Take care, and namaste.
Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate this ecstasy. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate this ecstasy. All the stars that shine in the galaxies, every blade of grass, the mountains and the trees. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate this ecstasy. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate this ecstasy. And like the sunrise in the morning, as the darkness disappears, joy is rising up inside me, and love is melting every fear. Celebrate this ecstasy.